So who are the exceptions who can save themselves? إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, except those who believe, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and they do righteous deeds, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ, and they enjoin each other with the truth, and they enjoin each other for patience. Imam Razi states that in these ayahs is a stern warning, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed loss for all of mankind, except for those who fulfill these four conditions. If anyone wants salvation, has to do these four things. Otherwise, no one will be saved. In Surah At-Teen, we learn people reach the level of Asfala Safilin, the lowest of the low. They fall to such low levels when they do not fulfill these conditions. Then only losses are for that person. What if a person only fulfills one and not the other three? Then he is in a loss for the three. And if he fulfills two and not the other two, then he is in a loss for the two. And if he fulfills the three and not the remaining one, he is still in a loss of one quarter. How much one wants to earn of a loss is up to them. All these four things give us hope to be saved. Otherwise, there is no other way. From here, we do not see فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ, as we read in Surah Ma'un, that for them is a great reward that never ends. This is not what is said here. Here it says, how to pass and save from this loss. How can one save oneself from failure? All of mankind will become failures and continue to become failures, except those who elevate themselves and reach the levels of Ahsan al-Khaliqeen. Otherwise, everyone is falling, and passing of time is testimony to that. Except those who believe. What is Iman and belief? We find mention of Iman and righteous deeds together in many places in the Quran. What is Iman? It means believing, having faith, verifying. It is not only uttering some kalimat. Actual faith is that penetrates the heart, and because of it, only righteous deeds get emanated from it. Iman is like a seed one sows in the ground. A plant or a tree comes from this seed. Iman is a seed from which plants of righteous and good deeds come out. Why are some people unable to do righteous or good deeds and complain of that? Either saying we cannot do it, or they say if we come to the Quran, we will not be able to obey the commands mentioned in it. But why is a person unable to do the good deeds? Because the seed is not firmly planted, or there is defect in the seed. The faith of the person is weak. A person must develop firm faith in Allah and His commands. He should know it is the ultimate truth, and he should shape his life according to Allah's commands. He should have firm belief in Allah, knowing He is the only one true Ilah, true God. When a person believes in Allah, then he knows he has to obey Allah, not just verbally saying, I believe in Allah. How does one prove his faith? Not only by tongue, but in practical form, by doing righteous deeds. So the first two things are connected with the person himself. The other two things, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ, are connected with others, doing da'wah of deen to others, conveying to others. It is أَمْر بِالْمَعْرُوف and نَهِي عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. In other words, enjoining. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. It is enjoining others with good and stopping others from wrongs or evils. It is not that a person is good himself, and is only concerned with his own self, and he is enjoined in worship alone. No, a person cannot be saved from his own loss until when he does. وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. According to his capacity. This is very important. What is وَتَوَاسَوْا? It is from wasiya. It means enjoining with compassion and concern, as a person who does wasiya to his children with love, compassion, and concern, and want of only good for them. So when one does وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ, in it will be concern and want of good for the others, as well as sympathy and care for others. This will not be done to put someone down, to humiliate them, or to make them look lowly. What is said is وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ, conveying the truth to others. Haqq is the truth from Allah, and enjoining people to it, and reminding people to give the right due to Allah and rights of people. And in it is conveying to people and helping them understand. And when the one does this himself, then he will enjoin others to it as well, not leaving people in their state and not caring. A person has to try to reform others, not just being pious oneself alone, but making the effort to guide others to piety. In a hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, Allah said to an angel of punishment, bring down a punishment on a certain people. The angel said, O Allah, in that city is a very pious person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, begin the punishment from his house. Why? Because he would do good himself, while disobedience of Allah was all around him. But he never felt bad or worried about it. It was never heavy on him to see the evil spread around him, and he never made an effort or showed dislike to the evils around him. So how will we do وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ? Every person in his environment has certain amount of authority. Everyone has varying levels of authority where he is heard and listened to. We have to see our circle of influence. It could be our home or office or a position where we have some say. And we have a say in matters, just as a father who is listened to and obeyed by his kids. So it is incumbent upon every person, whoever they have authority over, just as a man has over his wife and children. So he has to bring them to the way of guidance and enjoin them to do good and stop them from wrongful or bad deeds. If anyone is doing wrong, he should stop them. If a wife is doing wrong, the husband should stop her, no matter how pious he is himself. But if he doesn't do وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ, then this man will be questioned about the wrongs he saw being committed by the family members, and he will be asked why he didn't try to stop their wrongdoings and correct their behavior, and their sins will be added to his book of deeds, because it was happening in front of him and he had the power to stop it, yet he didn't stop them. No one can say, we pray and we fast. No one listens to anyone. What should we do about our children? We should use all means to correct them. But even then, after exhausting all means, they do not listen. Then it may be excused. If we look at another example, if we see our child running into a pit of fire, would we still say, we try to tell them, there is fire, don't go there, but he is still going to it. What can we do about it? Kids don't listen. Would we just say this? What would we do? We wouldn't just sit still, but would run and grab the child and save him from going into the fire. We would never let him go in it. until we save the child, we wouldn't sit peacefully. If we have such a severe reaction for the fire of this world, then what about the concern for saving others from the fire of hell? Should we just tell them sometime and think that's enough? Or say, son, you should pray and remind once in a while to recite Quran. We should lose sleep over the fact that our child is heading towards the fire. How can we remain calm? We cannot have an easygoing attitude in this regard. If we can just imagine the fire of this world for a little bit and think it would make some effort to save someone from it, or more, so they are saved. No matter what position or role we are in, whatever wrong we see being committed by those under us, it becomes our responsibility to do amr bil ma'ruf and nahi an munkar. Just as a president or a CEO of a company is asked about the wrongdoings of the employees, similarly, the head of household will be asked. A mother will be asked about her household. She is responsible for her children. She will not be asked about her husband. So therefore, a mother needs to pay more focus on her children. If a wife reminds her husband to do good and not to do bad, that is mustahab and liked. But she will not be questioned about him. His mother will be asked about her son's bad behavior. As mothers, we have to pay more attention to our children's behavior and cannot let go of their wrongdoing, no matter how old they are. Even if the children are older, still have to worry about saving them from the hellfire. This is what the wa'athaw bil haqq, trying to enjoin good to others, conveying the commands of Allah to others, and advising them to obey the commands of Allah. What should we do where we are not in control? We can still give good advice with wisdom and convey the truth with wisdom. The Prophet ﷺ said, when a person sees an evil, they should stop it with their hands. If they cannot stop it with their hands, then they should stop it with their tongue by speaking against it. But if they cannot do even that, then they should consider it hateful in their heart. And if they do not feel hateful about it, which is the lowest level of iman or faith, and whoever doesn't feel dislike for it when they see the evils, then there is no faith after that. We should also see if we are not encouraging the wrongdoers by commending their wrongful behavior. Sometimes we encourage wrongful behavior by giving positive feedback to the wrongdoers. Wherever we have some authority, we have to enjoin good and stop the wrong. But for those we do not have any authority, still have to do it with wisdom. We cannot do it to show off or trying to be bold and show to others how they can put down people. This is not in watawaso. We must do it with kindness and gently, just as a doctor takes care of a sick patient. We learn of a beautiful example of Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When they saw an old man doing wudu in a wrong way, they showed him by doing wudu themselves. Where it is needed to stop wrongdoing using hands, have to do it with hands. Where it is needed to be done with use of tongue, by speaking against the wrong, then do it with tongue. However, if cannot do this either, then feel bad in the heart. These are the levels. We must be at one of them. Also, using hands doesn't mean causing harm to others. Where it is the job of the authorities, they have to do it. We have to do it peacefully, not using force or physically hurting anyone or damaging property. This is not stopping wrong or evil. This surah gives us a message that we cannot feel absolved by just praying, fasting, doing hajj, and praying zakah ourselves. we understand as Muslims the importance of amanu wa aminu salihat, but we are unmindful about the other two things. Also, when we do wa tawasaw bil haqq, then most likely we will face negative reaction from people. Therefore, we have to be patient and enjoin others to patience. Where is patience needed? In obeying the commands of Allah, have to remain steadfast patiently. Even abstaining from sins requires patience. So when anyone is having a hard time in obedience of Allah, have to enjoin them to be patient. Or if someone is heading towards the disobedience of Allah, then have to tell them to be patient and not do it. So patience is needed in many aspects of life, not just upon hardships, calamities, or losses. Even striving in the way of Allah requires patience. Believers need to hold on to each other. If anyone is about to stay back, enjoin them with patience. Patience is a name to remain firm, so have to enjoin each other to remain firm. Have to convey to others, as what the wasaw means conveying to others. So have to do these things if we want to be saved from loss. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the loss of this world and the hereafter. And may Allah give us the ability to do all of these four things. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilaik. Please listen to the recitation.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر